This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new study suggests Colorado is on track to eliminate almost all carbon emissions from its electric grid. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
The state hired a consultant to conduct the study. It wanted to test if current policies would meet Governor Polis's goal for 100% renewable energy by 2040. And if not, it asked whether extra measures would end up costing ratepayers. Will Tour leads the Colorado Energy Office. To his surprise, it found...
We can get to nearly zero emission by 2040 without driving additional costs to customers.
But there was a small catch. To get all the way to zero emissions would require energy customers to kick in about an extra $9 billion. That money would then fund unproven investments like geothermal power plants. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Starting next summer, teenagers will be legally required to take a boat safety class before operating a vessel on state waters. CPR's Paddle Jalsita.
In response to the new law, Colorado Parks and Wildlife will soon offer monthly boating safety classes. Students must study a 60-page manual before completing a review session and written exam. The course costs $15. The state law goes into effect 2 years after Colorado's deadliest year on record for recreational drownings. About 40 people drowned in Colorado bodies of water last year, surpassing a record previously set in 2020. I'm Paolo Shalsada, CPR News.
A program that offers affordable health insurance to low-income, undocumented Coloradans has reached its funding cap just 2 days after enrollment began, with 11,000 enrollees. People can still sign up with the program OmniSalud, but financial support is no longer available for 2024. A story from Colorado Wonders is coming up, and the effects of resetting the clocks twice a year, like we did yesterday.
The body of research clearly shows that permanent standard time is best for our health.
And what does the time change do for your health? And why do we keep doing it? And what are Colorado's prospects for a year-round standard time? That's in about 15 minutes. This is CPR News.